Removal black magic. How long have you had the feeling that you have entered a dark period and unable to see the light? Sometimes, what is required to release your blocks and free yourself is the willingness to seek the appropriate help. Samuel Zohar Yanai specializes in removal black magic processes according to Halacha. In a process affecting the body, mind, and spirit alike, we will work decisively and in depth to remove any negative influence imposed on you and open the energetic channels. Clarification: Samuel Zohar Yanai does not cast spells or perform any mystical process that causes negative and harmful effects to another person. Removal black magic according to Halacha, finding a suitable expert. This may very well not be the first time you have tried your luck with mystics who have promised to help you in removal black magic. You have come to remove blockages and oppressive powers blocking your life. After heavy financial expenses and numerous promises, you discovered eventually that there is no significant change or even that it has gotten worse. To ensure that you have at your disposal a removal black magic expert that brings results, there are two crucial aspects you should examine. Knowledge. Above all, it is important to carefully examine that mystic's knowledge in the spirit world. Comprehensive and in-depth knowledge of Gemara, Kabbalah, and mystic literature is a necessary condition in order to carry out the removal black magic process effectively. Unfortunately, there are quite a few mystics and sorcerers who are not at all familiar with Kabbalah or the codes of the Zohar. Removal black magic does not involve predicting the future. These people may often spread false promises and presume to predict your future. It is important that we conduct comprehensive study on the person we are contacting and make sure that he indeed has the knowledge required to carry out the removal black magic process correctly. A person who offers clairvoyance and promises unequivocal results lacks inner integrity and gives false hope to a person in distress. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the fortune-telling phenomenon and spreading promises that have no cover. Throughout the entire process, Samuel works to strengthen and heal your present and future solely according to the Halacha, with the spiritual ethics binding every person working in this field guiding him every step of the way. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes using such knowledge to cast spells. According to his teaching, which is an integral part of the mystical tradition for generations, a person who casts a harmful spell against another person is acting against God itself. The spirit of the Creator dwells within every human. Therefore, any negative magical action towards a person is directed against the world's creator. Removal black magic according to Halacha. My key advantages throughout the removal black magic process: I accompany you personally and discreetly, when the tools I offer are precisely adapted to your circumstances, needs and principles of faith. The process is suitable for people of all beliefs and religions regardless of race or gender. In a unique energetic healing process according to the principles of Kabbalah, which is carried out at night in solitude, I offer a solution to all the negative effects imposed on you without your presence and without any need for physical arrival. A continuous and thorough process. I don't believe in one-time processes. Removing a spell according to the Halacha requires thorough and in-depth work. Therefore, I repeat the removal black magic process every 30 days and maintain constant communication with you until all energetic blockages have been removed. A solution to any negative mystical influence along with the removal black magic, I perform the removal of ill wishes, leshon hara, evil eye, and curses. To ensure that after the spell and blocks are removed the attacking party does not return and cast spells and curses, I also perform powerful energetic defenses to prevent further attacks. Empowering the body and mind. To ensure that your body remains strong and resistant to further negative effects, I provide comprehensive nutritional counseling and recommend the use of vitamins and herbs customized to your needs. The body is noticeably weakened due to spells. The effects may also hinder the family and even the business and career. Therefore, I offer a solution in all aspects, from advice on strengthening the body to business coaching. Opening the energetic channels after the spell is completely removed, the energetic channels are reopened, allowing positive flow and energetic protection. How can removal black magic according to Halacha help? The more the process is carried out persistently and strictly, according to all the principles of Halacha, the more likely the results will be effective. The most important thing is that we do not delay the process. With each passing moment, the spell's effects grow stronger and worse. To stop the suffering, I invite you to contact me today and perform a witchcraft removal process according to Halacha. For more details, to receive an answer to any question and to schedule a consultation, you can contact me now here, by phone or WhatsApp. God will work with you, not for you. It is important to stress, love spells constitute black magic and is forbidden according to the Halacha. Any action carried out against a person against its will and without consent and knowledge is strictly prohibited. For example, if your spouse chose to leave and you turned to a sorcerer to bring them back into your life, this is an improper and immoral action. There are unique love spells, which are designed to attract a person who does not feel the same way as you and/or bring back a person who loved you in the past and bind them to you again, without being able to control it. A love spell will cause the bewitched man or woman to think endlessly about the person and love them obsessively. Such a spell will make the bewitched party to behave irresponsibly, speak aggressively, and remove responsibility from their actions. Samuel Zohar Yonai vehemently opposes such actions, which is tainted with evil charlatanry that goes against every Jewish and humane moral principle. It is important to avoid contacting those engaged in this activity and contact only an expert with extensive knowledge in the field and familiar with God's Torah, Kabbalah, and Halacha for removal black magic. Every moment the problem is not addressed, the situation can only get worse. Black magic in the Bible and early Judaism. The ancient Jewish and Hebrew religion explicitly forbids the casting of spells on another person and, in fact, disallows the practice of black magic in general. According to certain interpretive approaches, the serpent of paradise symbolizes and signifies the powers of black magic. According to this approach, in the story of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, he not only seduced Eve but bewitched her to eat from the fruit. Sources for this approach are noted in ancient Jewish mystical books. Judaism, therefore, does not deny the existence of witchcraft, but forbids their use. The only exception is when lives are in danger, where according to the Jewish faith it is permissible to use spells to defend yourself. The first reference to spells does not actually appear in the Bible, but in the story of the struggle between Abraham and Nimrod, as it appears in Jewish ancient literature and the Talmud. According to the story, Nimrod, the ancient powerful pagan king, threw Abraham into a fiery furnace, through a spell that he used. Nimrod had great sorcery abilities according to the story. Abraham was saved from the furnace of fire and the deadly spell of Nimrod by using the supreme powers he had and thus was saved. Nimrod's spells did not work against Abraham our father, and Abraham managed to be saved and run away. The delegation of angels that arrived in Sodom also defended itself against the Sodomites who wanted to rape them by means of blinding light, a power that according to ancient traditions is reserved only for angels and they are the only ones allowed to use it. However, the use of sorcery in a distinct way appears for the first time in the struggle of Moses and Aaron against Pharaoh and the Egyptian priests, when they demonstrate their ability, turning a staff into a snake, and as a result suffer a severe reaction that includes destruction, sickness, and death. The drowning of the Egyptians in the Red Sea is a magical operation designed to save the Israelites from death, and therefore such action was allowed. The greatest sorcerer in the Bible is Balaam, son of Beor, a powerful Moabite sorcerer. He had the power to cast curses that inflicted physical harm not only on a person but on entire groups of people, including tribes. It was the hand of God that prevented him so and even made him do the to bless. According to historical research, Beor, of which Balaam is called his son, is actually the Canaanite god Belphegor, whose worship revolves around a perverted sexual ritual. In a later period, it was King Manasseh who reigned in Judea and actively turned to witches, sorcerers, and sorcerers to advise him in the kingdom's management, also through the use of sorcerers, until he repented. Witchcraft and removal black magic in the days of the Second Temple. During Talmud times, after the destruction of the Second Temple, spells were treated more than ever as a therapeutic process that was performed only by great spiritual teachers who knew how to act properly with it. For example, Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai alludes to a Roman who asks him about a red heifer, how to remove a possession of witchcraft that was put into a person against his will, he said to him, Have you seen a man in whom a spirit of madness has entered? He said to him, Here he is. He said to him, And what are you doing to him? He said to him, They bring logs and produce smoke under him, and pour water on it, and it runs away. He said to him, Let your ears hear what your mouth is saying. This spirit is an impure spirit, drip water upon it and it shall escape. Bamidbar Rabbah 19:5, that is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai describes here the process of removal black magic by using clean water and also water after washing in Nida, woman's menstruation. Another case describes how Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Oshea created a calf to eat using the knowledge they acquired in the Sefer Yetzirah. This action is a mystical action and not a spell aimed for personal benefit. In another case, it is told about the Tana Shimon ben Shattak, who was also later the president of the Sanhedrin, who killed 80 witches with his disciples after luring them to come out of their cave and meet his disciples, whom they first wanted to bewitch. The change begins here. Samuel invites you for removal black magic. With a variety of techniques, in-depth knowledge of the worlds of mysticism and a strict process that affects all aspects of existence, Samuel helped many people in Israel and around the world. You can read more on the website about the world of witchcraft and the spirit and acquire in-depth knowledge on the subject. For more information on removal black magic and to schedule an appointment, you can contact us right now on WhatsApp or by phone.